Hey there, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Feeling Run. I'm your host, Allie Ann, and today we are sharing our last episode that corresponds with one of the weeks of the Back to the Basics course. And I am partly sad, but also partly excited to be diving into just more of what God is teaching me in my life. But anyway, for now, our last one is on why we are here on this earth. What is the purpose of our life? What has God created for us? And after the episode, don't leave, as I have a special Christmas gift for you guys. And I am very excited about just sharing this with you and hoping that it'll be a blessing to you guys. So stay tuned for that. But in today's episode, I just wanted to go over what God has been teaching me about what our purpose in life is and where the Christian life has to spring from in order for us to actually be living in a way that is honoring to Him. So hope you guys enjoy. Second Corinthians 5:18-19 says, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." So I had heard of the word reconcile for a long time before I actually dug into it and realize really what it was. And I was really convicted and realized that this is really what all of the Christian life is built on. Why we're here, what our purpose in life is, and all of that. So like, as Christians, Christmas time is about the celebration of our Savior's birth. And New Year's is the time for like setting goals, making resolutions, all geared toward becoming a better person. But what is the point of all this? Why are we here on this earth in the first place? Why did Jesus come to earth, like, for real? What is the purpose of our life? Why do we always want to become better people? And this kind of just lines up with God put in our hearts a relationship, and He put in us a need to feel loved, a need to be loved. And reconciling means to be drawn back to fellowship, drawn back into a friendship. And so like repenting of, say you and your friend have something in between you that one of you did that's really been destroying your relationship. And you finally, whoever did the wrong comes to you and they ask for forgiveness. They say they're sorry for what they did. Then your fellowship is restored and you can start working on gaining trust again. That is reconciliation. And sometimes that will require, you know, like time and making restitution and different things like that. So Philippians 4:13 and John 15:5 going together has become one of my most favorite phrases, and it's, "I can't, but He can." And other than that phrase, just reminding me that I can't live the Christian life on my own, but God can live it in me. The other phrase that really means the most to me is, "but Jesus." And it doesn't matter what we complain about, what we talk about, how many questions we have, how many hours we take debating or studying, the one phrase you can say is, "but Jesus." Jesus makes everything different. And I've struggled like with my purpose for years. I'm like, "God, why am I here? What is..." I was actually just during my second bout of really bad depression after leaving my hometown, I was just like asking God, like, "You put those people in my heart. Why did you take me away?" It's like, I never wanted that in the first place. You put it in my heart. Why'd you take away? And so I didn't know what else to do with my pain, so I just started becoming angry with God, and I was like, "Why am I here? What is the purpose of me being here? Like, what am I here for? Everybody else can do what you put in my heart. Why did you put that on my heart and then take it away?" And I've been realizing that there is a thought that has been going through my mind. It's just saying there, there are plenty of other people in this world. Why am I needed? I feel like, God, you've chosen the wrong person. So and so would be much better at this. Why not choose someone else? Why did you place this on my heart and not on somebody else's? Why did you give me the special task? What is in me that would make me be better at this than somebody else? And I honestly haven't met one person that this thought hasn't crossed their mind before. And I really think that's because God put in our heart that He put us on this earth for a purpose, and we just have to figure that out as we seek Him. And there's a lot of times everybody just has something simple, but there's also a lot of times that that simple thing ends up being something big, and God uses that for His glory. Ephesians 2:10 says that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus under good works. And He chose those before the world was created, before we were ever born. He knew, okay, in this season of the earth, this is what I want my child to do at this time. And I've just realized that with everything in each of our lives, we are a unique individual. With the family that we have, with the people around us, with the time that we live in, the time we were born in, just everything from our past, it makes each one of us unique and our own person. And there never is, never will be, never was anybody just like us. And I really struggled with this for a very long time, just thinking like, God, why did you choose me for this? And if you did choose me, why did you place this on my heart and then take it away? And I know a lot of questions, like I had mentioned last week, of just wondering why God may actually just kind of withhold that knowledge of knowing why in order to teach us something or in order to draw us closer to Christ. But one of the questions I felt like God answered recently is why me? And yes, or the other week at church, they had an altar call, and one of the things I really like about our church is that when they decide to do an altar call, they say, this side is for those of you who want to pray alone, and this side is for people who want someone to pray with them. And I think in my life, I've only gone to the alone side one time. Because I feel like when I'm really struggling with something, I always want someone to pray with me. And someone always came up and prayed with me. So I was standing there and noticed that the people who wanted to pray alone, that side of the altar started filling up. And I was like, okay. And I noticed this other lady came up and she wanted someone to pray with her. And immediately I felt like I should go pray with her. And I'm like, no, someone else will do it. Who am I to go up and pray with this lady? And so I was actually kind of praying, like, God, would you, send someone up to pray with her? And I kind of just stood there and watched. No one went up. And I'm like, God, I have gone up there how many times, and someone has always gone up to pray with me. I'm like, God, why didn't you put it on someone's heart to pray with her? And it was like He immediately said, I did. And I was like, oh, you want me to? I'm like, okay. So immediately I made sure no one had gone up to pray with her, and walked up, knelt beside the lady, asked how I could pray for her, and realized that what she needed a prayer for was something that I had dealt with in my life in a certain sense. And I realized it was something that I could pray for her, not just then, but also as the days went on. And it made me realize, I was like, wow, God, you laid it on my heart to pray with this lady because of my past. I was thinking, does that mean nobody else in this room maybe had the same past as I had, that I could have easily related with this lady and been able to pray for her? And it kind of just opened up my eyes to realize, okay, God chooses certain people to do certain things. And then I was like, wait, we can't forget about Jesus. But Jesus, like, even in the good things, we still have to remember, but Jesus. He has to be the focus. And so we can't forget about him and try to do things in our own strength. And so this also, it kind of has to remind us, we always have to run things by Jesus. We always have to remember him. He is our focus. He is our main priority. Just like this Christmas season, most likely this, you guys are not listening on Christmas Day, which I don't blame you, but it did end up being the last Monday of the month. So I just left it scheduled the way it was. And but when you are listening to this, it still will be around Christmas time, most likely. And so just realizing, okay, God, this season that we're in, we're supposed to be celebrating Jesus, but are we really? How much of our focus has actually been on celebrating the birth of Christ rather than getting people all these gifts or getting, Christmas together or family or whatever? And just becoming something that I have realized our reason on this earth is our relationship with Christ. Not spreading the gospel, not being saved from hell, not doing good works. It's our relationship with Christ. That is the main basic underlying goal that God has, and that's why he sent Christ. It was to reconcile our relationship with the Father. It was to allow a way for us to be able to spread the gospel, to be able to be saved from hell, to be able to be drawn into a relationship that actually mattered, to be able to actually do works that would glorify God. Without that relationship, though, that's not there. If we don't have a relationship with Christ, there is not going to be anything done that's actually going to be like going to matter in eternity. So it doesn't matter what you're going through, whether it's good or bad, we always need to say, but Jesus, where is Jesus in this? And like Pastor is always telling his congregation, his people, like prayer is the key to a relationship with Christ. You can read the Bible all you want and have no relationship. You can have all the knowledge about Christ. You can have all the knowledge of the Bible, of religion, but without prayer, there is no relationship. It's kind of like if I was just always studying you, always watching to see what you do, always, looking you up online, watching. If I am not having a conversation with you, if I'm actually not communicating with you, there is no relationship there. I just know about you. So obviously, for a Christian, the Bible is God's primary way of speaking to us. So that has to be included in the prayer. That has to be also part of it. Just knowing that if we hear anything from God through His Spirit, if it doesn't line up with Scripture, then it's not of God. So that can always be something we can go back to. So I love you guys. I pray you had a blessed Christmas or are having a blessed Christmas. And Happy New Year, and I will see you next year. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Be Stone Run. So, like I said in the beginning of this video, I was going to be sharing sort of like a Christmas gift to you guys. So, for a certain amount of people, I will be giving the free PDFs for my Back to the Basics course. And all you have to do is reach out to us on the contact page of our website and then just let us know, say, hey, I would be interested in receiving all of the free PDFs of that course. So you can do it on your own, you can do it with some friends. I will also be, Lord willing, opening up over WhatsApp, just kind of like getting some girls together to go through the course together and So it's 12 weeks, and it is on the basics of what I feel is for the Christian life, but then also for runners in general. And it is specifically geared towards runners, but we can also, if you are a walker or a jogger, it can definitely apply to you. And you don't necessarily have to even be a walker or a runner, but it is geared toward that. So some of the devotionals may not make as much sense or whatever. And during the course, we will be encouraging each other to make sure we stick to our workouts, make sure that we're encouraging each other in that. So that would also be another part if you are not a runner or a walker, that would not apply to you. So that will be, Lord willing, in the spring of 2024. I will be opening that up, letting everybody have that. And depending on where everybody is, their schedules, we will kind of try and put a group together that will work. So you guys can also reach out on the contact page on the website and let me know if you are interested as a young lady to be a part of that. So I really am excited about this. I have done it with some friends, and just being able to open it up with people I don't know, it's kind of nerve-wracking, but I am definitely a people person, and so I love making new friends, and I would be just, it'll be a very fun experience, I think, for this first group of people that I may not necessarily know. So just make sure you guys let me know if you're interested in the free PDFs for the workbook, if you want to do that by yourself, and then also reach out to me if you are interested in the WhatsApp group that I will, Lord willing, be opening in spring of 2024. And I am going to probably be self-publishing the course workbook, so that will also be available for, you can purchase it at cost for right now. I don't know what the future holds, so if you would be interested in receiving that now, make sure you let me know. And so I'm just really praying that God uses this. He's definitely used it in my life, just in preparing it, but then also over the last, I think I've been running for 7 years, and just what He's taught me about running and how that correlates with the Christian life has just been a blast for me. So I will have all of that information down below. And then also on the website, bestillandrun.com, if you are interested. And I pray you guys have a blessed New Year, blessed Christmas, if you haven't celebrated yours yet. And I will see you next year.